I would like to read a few words. John chapter 21 and verse 18. John chapter 21 and verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou gird thyself, and walketh whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and others shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This speak he, signifying by the death he should glory God. And when he had spoken to this, he said unto him, follow me. I'm going to stop here for a while. What I came for the first time in the meeting, I was a stranger. I was not born again when I was young. I was the day before my 23rd years. And I was brought up in the religions. And I was a religious man. I want you to know that. I've done everything that the priest told me to do. Never been satisfied. I went to the cage that I call that a cage today, to confess my sin. When I got out, I forgot a few sins. I didn't have peace. Never had peace in my life till I come to know him as my Lord and Savior. And those of you who are old, you knew Mr. McDowell. And I was there in the afternoon. And I didn't understand either. I didn't speak, neither understand English. But they had a brother who responded in French and said, God. And someone had told me before, I said, you better come to the Christmas Mass. And that person was my first wife. She said, no, I'm not Catholic. I said, you're going straight to hell. And she looked at me with a little smile of surety. She said, Ronnie, you try to do something that you cannot do. It's already done. And when I learned through the time and came to know him as my Lord and Savior, I had to decrease to take away all those 20-some years of religion. But I didn't know the Lord. When I was saved, I could jump out and say, hey, I'm saved, I'm not going to hell. My scare was to go into hell. How can I'm going to learn about that person? How can I be a testimony for him? I didn't know nothing. Except the verse that found John 3:16, that's all I knew. But there's an old brother. See, sometime when we're young, we don't listen. But there's sometime one who give us a little bit like that, and we take it. And he said, I had to have someone to translate because I couldn't speak to him. Mr. Blackwood, an old man who showed me love. And he said, Ronnie, I told him, I said, I don't know nothing about the Lord. I know I'm saved as the Son of God. He died for me on the cross, but that's all I know. He said, Ronnie, get early every morning and read the portion of the Word of God. And I started that. And you know we're people of habit, eh? If you take the good habit, you're going to keep it. And now I start to eat every morning. I didn't understand maybe that much. But he said, try to be an example. It's easy. one day, one example at the time, young people, every day tried to be walking as a Christian. If you smoke, stop smoking. If you drink booze, stop drinking. You stop smoking, stop for a while. You drink, stop, and keep it like that. And just say, well, I know the Lord gave his life. You've heard about it. The Lord got his life for you, for me, and for everyone. He gave everything that he had. And we just give a little bit like that. But be a testimony by your walk. Don't walk that quick. Just walk happy in the Lord. Smile and happy. And read the word, and you're going to grow a little bit. I didn't grow very fast, and I didn't grow very much. But I know him as my Lord and Savior. And every day I tried, and my father was so mad at me because I resigned my religion. He didn't come to me to be a witness for my wedding. But nevertheless, he didn't bother about my two brothers and my sisters. He watching me. Because I tell him, I know the Lord as my Savior. And I was a mirror to him. Every spot, and even when we had children, he didn't bother with my brothers and sister children. He did check what Louise and Richard do. And one day he had to confess, I love the children of Ronnie because they obey. I didn't use anything wrong for my children. They just learned to hold it. If you ask me what my father tell me, I may have to tell you 5 minutes. And that's all I would say that what he told. But if you ask me, how was his example? Now you've got for the afternoon. Because I look at my father. He was a policeman. I didn't want to have shoes. I wanted a pair of boots because policemen have boots. Everything I learned, and if I walk today, it's because I learned it from my father. And we grandparents have a higher responsibility because our grandchildren will pay more attention sometimes to us and parents. If we want to have a good talk with them, they're open, and we're open. We have that responsibility. But start slowly, but strong. After I had the habit start, I read the word, and I grow a little bit, a little bit. Enjoying the person of the Lord. And when you see, the brother said for sacrifice. But there's sacrifice that are hard to do. But there's sacrifice that are pleased to do. You tell the truth, you're going to be respected. But not love with everybody. But you're going to be respected. And if you say something to someone, he may listen. I was not in my work. I was a travel salesman. And I was every day, I asked the Lord, if thou allow me to be a testimony, please give me the word. And my father, among his daughter-in-law, prefer my wife. And my father was a policeman and he would not accept a lie, but the truth. And when we had conversation, and when she would say to my dad, and my dad was a big man, strong man, and she said, the word of God, it's the open conversation. He would say in a conversation and said, Evelyn, what do you think? What is? She said, Mr. Tassi, the word of God say that. Finally, at the end of a week, he would say, hey, I'm fed up with that. She said, okay, then, you want me to tell you a lie? No. He said, you don't tell a lie here. You do the truth. And he said, before he died, the daughter-in-law that I love more is Evelyn. And I'm here today. My dad is heaven. It took a long time, but I had to be completely an example. And if you start with one way, one thing, and do it for a month, it's going to become an habit. We're nation of an habit. We're people of habit. It's going to come as an habit. And the next, another step, don't try to do, I'm going to do everything in one shot. You're going to leave it. You're going to do it for 2 weeks and that's all over. It's too much work. No. One little step and you're going to be enjoying the Lord. You know those calendar, good seed? It's so nice. We live, me and my wife, an experience. This is her brother, came to live in up north. And we talked to him about the Lord. He said, I know God and I believe God. And he went through a difficult phase and he had to go to the operation. And he knew that that time, his time was over. But he had learned things from us slowly and not forcing. But when he came to the door of the operation, he said, God, I'm going to go to die. Lord, I put my life on your hand. He got saved. We have to be established a standard life. If you are a Christian, walk straight. The brother said missionary. We all have to be a missionary in our family, in our neighbor. Walk. Be a testimony to those who look you around. There's testimony when we take our Bible and go to our place where we have our meeting. It's a testimony. Be faithful. Go steady. And try to walk as a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to enjoy it. You may think you come here to hear the word of God. And you may think, it's hard. Hey, it's going to be hard to be. A brother said, you have to give your life and so on. It's going to come with the strength of the Lord. We cannot do without him. But the Lord will, as if you take that much of water, the Lord will fill the glass all the time. You'll never run short. I was saved in 51. And I'm still, there's word in that word. I said, I read it maybe 50 times. Oh, that's what it means today. The Lord will reveal to each one of us in a time that we could assimilate it, as long as we want to walk in it. But he said to Peter, follow, I'm going to read it. He said unto him, follow me. It's easy. Yes. when I received a discipline from the Lord, we all have one. You know why? Because Ronnie, it's Ronnie. If everything's go fine and the business was going everything, I'd be get cold. Even I read the word, I'd be get cold. And the Lord love each one of us, and if we get cold, you know what the Lord do? Hey, Ronnie, I'm here. Ronnie, I give my life for you. Oh. We need it. I'm sorry to say that, but we need it. And when there's a difficult days in our family or in our friend, what's happened? There are thousands of prayer going to the Lord. Isn't that true? You hear someone who has difficulty, have an accident, or some people, their house burned, they have 1,000 of prayer. If nothing happened, nobody's going to pray. I'm talking about myself. Everything's okay. But that's not what the Lord... We are walking toward home. We are pilgrim and walking towards home. And it's over there. Tonight. Tomorrow. We don't have that much time to be a testimony for him. You don't have to talk. You don't have to say a word. If you go straight, they're going to look at you. You're different. Friend, and look at the, there's another part that we like to read. Verse 20. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Peter seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Don't copy me. You're going to make a mistake. Read the word and go straight. Ask the Lord to help you to be a testimony. He's going to give you that strength. And you're going to be surprised. We went to the hospital, me and my wife, and there's a big fellow pulling his mother who was sick, and we give him a calendar. I say, you're a Christian? We said, yes. We had a conversation that gave us strength to continue. There's, you do not know where others who are part of the body of Christ, like you are and me. But there's some there. And it's an encouragement. Sometimes you don't hear it. Went to the restaurant, and we give them to a young man, about 25 years old. And we are with another couple, who they were not saved. And we had a breakfast. And we give him, and he got over there, and he came back and put on his knee, and he confessed the Lord right there. He knew him. He said, I'm Christian too, I know him. And because if he stay standing up, well, instead to stand and tell us in the cabin, he said no. He went on his knee, and he said to us, and those people who were with us, they heard the gospel. I didn't say a word. They heard the gospel. Friend, and the Lord then when he say, and the verse 22, Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry, still I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. To follow someone, go slowly, take an habit. I'm going to walk this. Lord, give me the strength. Don't expect to take an habit because you're strong. You're going to make a mistake. Said, Lord, help me. Help me. And I'm going to give you another counsel that I've been receiving. I said to Mr. Blackwood, I said, I'm saved. But my life, I'm always in the hotel, in a big hotel, and so on. To as my work, that's where I'm gonna live. How can I measure? How can I say I can go there and I cannot go there? When I think of that counsel that he gave me, it's my life. He said, Ronnie, before you go in, if you take the Lord by his hand, ask him if he's gonna go in. If he said no, don't go. It's easy, you're gonna see a place and I'm gonna go there. No, the Lord would not like me to be there. And you go pass by. You'll have an enjoyment. You have difficulties, there's no wrong, and I cannot explain to you all the difficulties that because I was a Christian. No, we're not accepting. Our brother Tony said, they don't accept it as much. If he said, I'm a missionary, nobody's talked to him anymore. But, what the brother could have said, hey, I have a communion. I have a connection. I could, anytime. Sometime I was driving for a long time, and I think about a person. I don't know how it was. The Lord tell me pray for him. I give a little prayer to him. While I was praying, I was enjoying that I'm a Christian, that the Lord gave his life for me. What I've done for him, very, very little, except I didn't do it by myself. I do it because he direct my life and help me. Take an habit to be a testimony by your walk, and after that, you'll talk.